G'day, Patty and Rob Palmer from Triple M Breakfast. This is our podcast for Tuesday, 13th of April. Isn't the year going fast?
I know. And it's time to finish buying Easter eggs and start buying stuff for Christmas, isn't it? I've just done the Easter show.
I know, your gut shows it. How many of those bacon on a stick did you have? Come on.
No, I've got a story to tell about those.
All right, as well as that, we are speaking to Trevi Long, our techspert from EFTM.com.au, joined with a special guest too this morning.
Special guest, my son Griff. He's 15 and on work experience. Welcome to the show, Griff. And, of course, we spoke about Tommy Radonikis. Should the man have a state funeral?
When the big issues of the Central Coast need to be discussed, people turn to Paddy and Rob Palmer on 107.7 Triple M. This is The Forum.
Yeah, Rob, today officials were scrambling last night to give rugby league legend Tommy Radonikis a hero send-off after the New South Wales government emphatically ruled out a state funeral. Now, Sports Minister Jeff Lee has agreed to waive the high cost of the venue to hold the memorial for the former Western Suburbs star and Newtown star.
But
people are calling, saying for what the man's done, 24 occasions he represented New South Wales, represented Australia, 29 tests, first ever State of Origin match captain. Behind the scenes, though,
do it for John Eales. Over 100.
But behind the scenes, everyone, as I said, Blocker Roach, when I saw Steve on Friday night at the footy, Central Coast Warriors Manly, he said people don't realise the amount of work that he did behind the scenes. Some of it got publicity, others didn't.
Well, he didn't do it for publicity, right?
No, that's it. So I think
there's a lot of people that do
good things. Yeah, that is true.
Especially in sport.
That is
true. You look
true.
At every club down here that has someone that's been running that kids' club.
Yeah, that is true. That is true.
30 years. And they don't want recognition and they don't want a state funeral. Do you give them a state funeral?
But what he has done for the game of rugby league, especially with the State of Origin, I think he deserves it.
Mark from Springfield.
Morning, boys. How are you?
Good, thank you, mate. What do you think? State funeral for Tommy should go ahead.
State funeral, I think, should go ahead, mate. This coffin should be on the back of the beer truck and everybody should line the streets, have a scooter in their hands and salute one of the best men that's ever played rugby league.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Mark.
I don't know. If you gave a state funeral, though, to everyone that was great at rugby league and was inspirational to players around them and the like, wouldn't you be doing this every second weekend?
Mate, they don't make people like Tommy Radonikis. He comes from the tough area, a man's man. None of this melee, let's push and jump handbags. This guy took on guys who were 50 kilos bigger than him, had 6 inches on him. He didn't care. If someone had a problem, he'd need to sort it out.
Yeah,
can you imagine the brawl that had started at his state funeral if every other pugilist that liked to have a few cans got together and didn't agree with whoever was next to him?
Mate, see, because this bloke over here, he only likes rugby union. Anything with league, he just puts the kyber on it. He's unbelievable, Marky.
Oh, no, I know, mate. Get back in your rucks and mauls and...
Okay. Thank you, mate.
Bye.
See you, boys.
How was it? Hang on.
Oh, so good. I want to congratulate my daughter, Branwen. She was riding a horse in a competition at the show. I thought it was just like an exhibition ride, but she was actually competing.
Did she compete?
Yeah.
Because that's why you left early yesterday morning to get to the Royal Easter Show.
To see her ride.
And what did she get, a blue ribbon, and what'd she get?
Well, she didn't get a ribbon, but she was up against some super...
Because how old is Brenny?
Tough competition. 13? She's 13.
And is that open age where all ages are
riders?
Well,
mate, that looked like there were people that had spent their lives doing one plait on a horse's head. Like there was
a lot of work, isn't it?
Some of these horses, you know what they do? They paint the horse's backside, as in the poop spot. Yeah. They paint it black.
They don't.
Because it looks better.
Bleaching.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
They do.
Yes. I can believe it.
They paint the horse's anus black.
Anus. Gets a black spray.
They do not.
Yeah.
They do not.
I'm serious.
I don't believe you. Do you paint your horses a noose black?
Yeah, some people do.
The poop shoot.
This is not about the noose of the horse.
No, of course.
This is about the rides.
Exactly.
Of course, Greta and I were there together.
I just can't get over. Hey, lift your toe. Whoop, whoop, whoop.
I got in the chair, right? Oh, geez, I've never seen so many Malays. There was mullets, skullets, fullets all over the show yesterday.
Yeah.
And rat's tails.
Rat's tails. Oh, I love a good
rat's tail.
Were there a lot of, because it was cold yesterday, were there a lot of flannelette shirts?
Oh, didn't. Oh, Ugg didn't, boots? Couldn't see past the mullets.
See, at the Bundy show, you got the Ugg boots. You had to wear your Ugg boots. Yeah. Your jeans tucked into the Ugg boots. You had your mullet. And all also, the, you had your flanno.
All the rides were half price.
Oh, gee. Oh, that would have attracted everyone.
Oh, geez, it did. I got in the chair ride with Greta. Yeah. We're going around that chair. You know when there's 50 chairs and they all swing out on a chain?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I only realised once we were in the air swinging that I was on a fairly thin chain. And I weighed more than anyone else on the ride.
All you could see.
And then I looked across, I was starting to get nervous, going, this doesn't feel right. I looked across and there was duct tape around one of the chains.
No,
there was.
No.
There was. And time
oh,
wire.
No.
And I went, oh, no, please.
No, come on.
This can't be right.
Jeez.
The chair's running, just missing the power pole by about a half a foot. Greta said, Dad, I feel like I've got to lift my legs up every time we go over that pole. And I looked and I went, far out, she's nearly hit it.
The Royal Easter Show, safety mate. First since 2002.
And then we went up the pirate slide thing, and there was a slide that went down four stories because you go up these levels, and I had to fit into it because Greta wouldn't go on without me.
Did you get stuck like Homer Simpson?
It's a really tight girl. It says go legs first. I struggled to get into it, and then it started turning. It took me ages to get out. Geez. I had a kid behind me going, come on!
Move it, you fat thing.
Yeah. And then I thought, okay, this is it. We're
is that
done
why
here.
They greased you up with margarine before?
They should have had a little fat vat for dads. You can just lay a little bit of whale blubber on the arms. And then Greta finally, she wanted to go to the haunted house.
I know.
Oh, and everything changed. We stood in the queue, and you're supposed to be over 10 years old to go in. She's only six.
Oh, there we go.
And she said,
defying rules and regulations again. No,
but she said, they just said, yeah, do you want to go in? Yeah. She goes, yeah, I want to go in. Okay. And then, so the girls in front of us, 13-year-olds, went in. They're in for 3 seconds. This girl came out crying and screaming. And Greta's looked, I said, are you sure you want to go in there? It looks really scary. She goes, I'm going in, Dad.
So she forged ahead.
She forged ahead. We went into the first room. She screamed her little head off.
Yeah.
And then we got towards the second room. She would not let go of my leg. And then the second room, out came the jump scares. And there were clowns hiding from behind balloons coming out. And it was really dark. And so I was scared. And then jets of air would blow out at you. And when the first jet of air hit Greta, she jumped about 6 feet onto my head. Curled around my neck like a koala bear and stuck her face in my shoulder and screamed the rest of the way through.
I would have rather been painting the horses a noose black instead of being in that bloody...
Then we went for horse decoration. But to get there yesterday, of course, I left the studio and I had to pick up Greta.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I had to meet Mum.
Oh, yeah.
So with this, I called Mum when I left the studio. Righto, Mum, I've just left the studio. Where am I going to meet you to get Greta?
How about the garden centre just off the off-ramp?
The garden centre? Where's the garden centre?
Oh, actually, it's going to be closed. What about McDonald's?
I know what you mean. I see you at Macca's.
Right, terrific.
Who doesn't know exactly what you're talking about when you say I'll meet you at Macca's?
Are you at the Macca's yet?
Which one? There's two of them.
Well, if you're facing north, turn right at the one on your left.
Seriously? So which way is north then?
Well, where are you standing?
In front of the two Maccas.
Is that before the Maccas or after the Maccas?
Well, how can you tell if it's before or after the Maccas?
Can you see the Maccas sign?
I can see two Maccas signs.
Well, have you got a compass?
Yeah, I'll just pull one out of my ass. No, I haven't got a compass.
Well, just get back in your car.
I walked. You said this was going to be easy to find.
It is. If you're facing north, turn right at the one on the left.
Throw your bloody beach party.
Was that Josh you were talking to? Is he coming to the beach party?
Nah, he said his mum's sick and he can't make it.
Oh, that is a shame.
We also have Rob's boy, Griff, in the studio with us this morning.
Hello.
Hey, doing work experience.
Work experience till Thursday?
Yeah.
Yep.
I like mine white with two. That's it. With the coffee.
Mate, I'm not doing your coffee.
Oh, come on, pal. Oh,
No. I think you misunderstood what the work experience guy does.
We also, look, the other day I looked on TV and I saw this handsome man with a black handlebar moustache.
Really?
Looking like a pool cleaner.
Really handsome.
And I think it was Trevor Long.
Wasn't Chopper Reed.
There are similarities. Trevor Long, our textpert, EFTM.com.au. Good morning, Trev. Have you still got your moustache?
No, mate. I shaved it off. I've just got on the 5-day, 5-hour growth or whatever they call it these days.
But was that last Friday? Did I see you on? Was that a pre-recorded?
I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about. I've had a beard, if you want to call it that, like a stubble for like 7 years. No moustache, mate.
No, Paddy likes to go through that's the internet and look at old footage of things.
But, you know, I just want to say I'm super excited to have someone that actually knows something about technology in the studio for the first time.
Griff, boy,
Griff. What a legend Griff is, eh?
Griff, that's Trevor Long from Channel 9.
Righto. Hello.
Hang on, you've got this is how you talk to younger people, Paddy.
Yeah.
He's got a YouTube channel. That's more important than being on television, apparently.
Have you got a YouTube channel?
No.
Griff Dutton has one. They make some money, Joey Trev.
Hang on, mate. Get in there.
Get in there. Speaking of getting in there, I was just looking at something you've got here about too much internet, and there's a downtime option for the family. What's going on there?
Yeah, look, Griff's not going to like this one. This is Optus, and I've got to say, it's a cracking idea. So you're sitting at home, and you're just frustrated, right? Everyone, it's dinner time. Everyone just relax. Let's talk. No internet. But you're relying on everyone making a decision to actually put the thing away, turn the phone off or whatever. Optus now have a feature in their app which turns off the internet with a flick of a switch. And not just the home internet, but if you've got Optus mobiles, it'll turn off that data as well.
Wow.
So with the flick of a switch, you can create downtime for the family that is just peace and quiet and no internet. Dang. I mean, how to frustrate your kids in one easy minute.
No, that's beautiful. Because when I find when I've made dinner and I go, it's dinner time, I get drip-fed people. Like they come, one comes 1 minute, another comes the next. Griff, you're pretty good, I must say.
I come down straight away, all right? The only
he's
one.
Hungry.
Yeah,
he's
okay,
the only one
I'm
likes
hungry.
The cooking. It's because of what you're cooking.
Exactly. The only one that doesn't come down is Mum most of the time. She's stuck in the room watching Netflix.
Wow. No, okay, leave the studio now.
Thank you. Bring on air again.
but Trevi, so is this all free and everything?
Yeah. So it's not the complication is you've got to be all in on Optus, right?
Yeah.
So if you've got Optus home broadband but Telstra mobile phones or Vodafone mobile phones, it's not going to work entirely, right? But if you are an Optus family, and a lot of people are because they bundle it all together. Switch it off, and you know, obviously you're not switching it off for the day. You're switching it off for, you know, game of cricket in the backyard or just create some space because we are spending a lot of time on our phones.
Or talk to your partner?
That's overrated. Okay. I've tried that.
Hey, mate, I believe there's a cheap electric car possibility
I drove a BYD, something you've never heard of before, but this is a Chinese brand. They've been making cars for about a decade, electric buses and all those kind of things. The company that's working with them in Australia has brought in a couple of models, their left-hand drive models, and I drove one last week. Cracking car, beautiful design, great interior, good fit out, and it drives well as well, all electric. And they tell me that by the end of the year, they'll have announced six cars, and at least three of them will be on sale pre-orders this year and delivering next year. And, mate, the pricing, although I can't tell you, is going to be low. And I'm talking proper, almost parity with petrol cars. So if you're thinking about buying a hatchback, for example, there'll be your Corolla, your i30, your Kia, but there'll also be this BYD fully electric car around that same price point, and then they'll have bigger cars as well. I'll tell you right now, if they bring this electric hatchback in under, say, $35,000, I'll have one. That's 100%.
And, mate, there's enough power stations around the joint if you want to travel.
There's heaps.
There's heaps, but most importantly, the hatchback we own has never left our suburb. It's for going to the shops. It's for getting around town. It's going to the city. It's not for driving to Melbourne or Byron Bay. If you wanted to, you could. But most people's cars don't leave their local area. They drive 30, 40 k's a day. You charge at night at home. You never go near a Bowser.
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
That is it. I've got a mate. Yeah.
There we go. Well, mate, and what's it called? A BYD.
BYD. My only criticism of the car, because it's a beautiful design, is the logo. It's hideous. BYD. It just looks, it's this big, bold BYD. That's what I'd change immediately if I was in charge.
If you BFG.
If you want to look at something that's big and bold and awful, go into our Triple M Facebook page and look at Rob Palmer in gold lame pants on Dancing with the Stars, Trevor.
I thought you were going to suggest me on the Today Show, but run with the Dancing with the Stars.
Did you say big and bold? Yeah.
Trevor Longo, textbird from EFTM.com.au and Channel 9, our former local bloke. Thanks for joining us, Trevor.
Thanks, Griff. And Paddy and Rob.
Paddy, I've got another splendid idea.
Oh, what is it this time?
Well, anyone listening can just subscribe to the Paddy and Rob podcast and stay up to date.
Of course. Why wouldn't you?